In this bulletin, a volunteer firefighter killed overnight has been identified as 28-year-old Sam McPaul. Sydney's New Year's Eve fireworks to go ahead, and a former tennis great makes further comments about the LGBTQI community. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Police are investigating the death of a volunteer firefighter, Samuel McPaul, in southern New South Wales last night. The Rural Fire Service crew of three people were fighting a blaze east of Albury when their tanker rolled. A 28-year-old man died at the scene, while another passenger aged 39 was flown to hospital in Melbourne with serious burns. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the death is tragic and a reminder of the serious threat fire poses to people's lives.
Especially in this case, the circumstance is a very tragic, and our heart goes out to everybody who knew him, who worked with him, and of course we can't explain or appreciate what his family and loved ones are going through.
New South Wales Fire Commissioner Shane Fitzsimmons says McPaul was a respected member of the team and leaves behind his pregnant wife.
As you would expect, the family is grieving, and it's been a very difficult night, and I would be fair to say I don't even think the comprehension has set in yet at the enormity of the tragedy and the loss. Megan and Sam have been married now for nearly 18 months.
Meanwhile, a fire at Mallacoota is currently threatening the coastal holiday town in Victoria's east, where thousands of people remain. It's believed people have been forced into the water, and photos online show eerie skies in East Gippsland. The Country Fire Authority has issued several emergency warnings for places including Lakes Entrance and Bruthun. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews has asked communities at risk to follow advice promptly and says four people are missing.
There are four people that remain unaccounted for. We can't account for them, and therefore we can't give you any further information, but we do have very real fears for their safety. They've been in active fire environments and we can't account for them.
And authorities in Tasmania fear properties may have been damaged or destroyed in two separate bushfires yesterday. Fire warnings were downgraded in Tasmania as cool weather arrived after Monday's record day of temperatures. Crews are hoping to conduct aerial patrols today to see if any further fires were sparked by dry lightning strikes from passing thunderstorms. Meanwhile, in New South Wales, temperatures of over 40 degrees and smoky conditions continue in Sydney as a result of the state's bushfires. Dr. McNaughty, the acting chief health officer, is warning residents to stay hydrated and for anyone drinking this New Year's Eve to be aware of their alcohol consumption.
It's important, particularly with smoke and the heat together, to prepare your house, even if you're not going outside. So closing the doors and windows can keep both the heat and the smoke out. Drawing the curtains or blinds can keep the sun out, and using fans or air conditioners is important to keep you cool.
In other news, former tennis champion Margaret Court has delivered a sermon in Perth condemning transgender people, particularly children. It's been reported during the service on Sunday, Miss Court suggested changing sex at a young age is wrong, and she's urged the congregation to follow God's word. She also reiterated that being gay is a choice, but insists she doesn't hate anyone. Tennis Australia plans to recognise Margaret Court's 50th Grand Slam anniversary next month, despite controversy surrounding her views on the LGBTQI community. The weather for the rest of today, it's sunny in Perth, 30 degrees, cloud clearing, 25 in Adelaide. A sunny afternoon for Melbourne, 21, a possible shower in Hobart, 23. A light evening shower for Canberra, 37 degrees. In Wollongong, possible smoke haze, a gusty cool change, 32, much the same for Sydney, 33. Sunny in Newcastle, 36, partly cloudy in Brisbane, 30, much the same for Cairns, 32. And in Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm, 34 degrees. I'm Peggy Jack. Melos for SBS News.